This is Marlins Rewind. One more with Atlanta to cap the weekend series with 10 innings to go through. Glenn Geffner.
A rough weekend for the Marlins. There's just no getting around that. Swept three straight by the Atlanta Braves, who came in 0-9 today. The Marlins overcame a 5-0 deficit to get this game into extra innings. But in 10, they fall 6-5. This is the Metro PCS 10th inning show. Switch to Metro PCS now and get two free 4G LTE smartphones. Plus, get the second line 40% off, all with Metro PCS. This one did not get off to a good start for Miami. Jared Cozart in the top of the first allowed a second pitch double to Nick Markakis. And with one out, Markakis was at second base for Freddie Freeman. 1-1 to Freddie Freeman is rocketed out toward right center, in for a hit. Stanton to it quickly. They're going to wave Markakis. Giancarlo's throw to the plate is way up over everybody's head. Goes to the backstop and down to second Freeman. It's an RBI single and an E9. 1-0 Atlanta, top of the first. No, Adonis Garcia struck out for the second out. And despite the fact that it was a 1-0 game, Cozart had a chance to escape without further damage, but then began a very, very disturbing trend in this ballgame. He walked A.J. Pierzynski, who stole second base. He then walked Kelly Johnson to load the bases. Back-to-back two-out walks over the course of 10 innings today, Marlins pitchers would issue 6 two-out walks preceding 5 of the 6 Atlanta runs. And those two-out walks extended the inning. They loaded the bases, getting Jace Peterson to the plate in the first. The 0-1 is hit high in the air. Center field sending Ozuna back. It's over his head. Bounces on the track and up against the wall. Two runs are in. Here comes Johnson. Three runs are in on a double by Jace Peterson. And it's 4-0 Braves in the first. Well, then Malik Smith worked a walk, extending the inning further. But finally, Jaleys Chacin grounded out. And the side is retired. So actually with that walk, it was actually 7 two-out walks issued by Marlins pitching in this ball game, leading to 5 runs. Braves in a 34-pitch first inning sent 9 men to the plate, 4 runs, 3 hits, 3 walks, a pass ball. Marlins filled a lot of lines on the stat sheet in that very first inning. They trailed 4-0 before they even came to the plate. Jaleys Chacin, the beneficiary of that big first inning, and he was on a roll early on. Set down the first 10 in a row. Martin Prado singled, went out in the fourth inning. That was the Marlins' first base runner. But it would be their only base runner until the sixth inning. In the top of the sixth, still leading 4-0 because Cozart had settled down. At one point, he retired 11 in a row. But with two outs, nobody out in the sixth, he walked Jace Peterson. Remember, we talked about those two-out walks. Then Malik Smith reached on a fielding error by the third baseman, Martin Prado. And the Braves had two men aboard with two outs. And the pitcher Cozart went after the Braves pitcher, Jaleys Chacin. Chacin on 2-2. Bangs went into center field for a base hit. The pitcher delivers. Peterson scores from second, and it's 5-0 Braves. And that would be it for Cozart. He made it through 5 2/3, which is an accomplishment the way things started. Final line for Cozart today. In those 5 2/3, he gave up 4 hits, 5 runs, 4 earned. He walked 6, struck out 4, 106 pitches. 59 strikes, and he exited on the wrong end of a 5-0 game. The Marlins finally got something going offensively against Jaleys Chacin in the bottom of the sixth. They'd had one hit, just one base runner through the first 5 innings, but the sixth began with a Jeff Mathis infield hit. Pinch hitter Ichiro then singled, putting men at the corners. Ichiro stole second base, and with two men in scoring position, up stepped D. Gordon. The kick and the pitch, and D loops one out toward left center. Out goes Ibar. It's over his head and in for a hit. One run is in. They are going to hold Ichiro. Wise decision by Lenny Harris. An RBI single for D. Gordon, and the Marlins are finally on the scoreboard. It's a 5-1 game. Three straight hits after they had one hit all afternoon. Martin Prado struck out. That would be it for the starter Chacin, with the lefty Christian Yelich coming up. Freddy Gonzalez called on left-hander Hunter Cervenka, and he walked Yelich. So now, Marlins had a couple of men on with Giancarlo coming up. Actually, they had the bases loaded at that point with Giancarlo coming up. The right-hander, Alexio Gondo, into the ballgame facing Stanton with the bases full. And Giancarlo takes a breaking ball that bends inside, and it did hit him. He's hit by the pitch. That'll force in a run and make it a 5-2 game. And the bases were still full for Justin Bour. It'll be a 1-1 to Bour, and a drive out toward left field. Peterson over. He makes the catch. Runner tags from third. D comes home on a sack fly. 5-3, the Marlins closing the gap. Now they sent 8 men to the plate in that 6th inning. They were within 2 as we went to the 7th. The bullpen doing a nice job for Miami. Brian Morris got out of the 6th inning. Kyle Bearclaw just back from AAA New Orleans today. Allowed a hit and a walk, but he struck out 3 in a scoreless top of the 7th. Then in the bottom of the 7th against Ogando, the Marlins tried to pull closer with 1 out. Jeff Mathis doubled his 2nd hit in the ballgame with Ichiro coming up. Lefty Eric O'Flaherty came out of the bullpen. He walked Ichiro. So the Marlins had runners at first and second. A wild pitch moved Jeff Mathis to third base for D. Gordon.
Little roller past the pitcher, up with the second baseman. He got him by a step at first base, but a run scores and Ichiro's in scoring position. Wasn't sure Peterson was going to be able to make the play, but he did. RBI for D. Gordon. It's a 5-4 ball game.
That would be it for O'Flaherty after he got the lefty but allowed the run. Jim Johnson came out of the bullpen then. He got Martin Prado on a grounder to third, ending the 7th. Johnson pitched a 1-2-3 8th inning, and this game went to the 9th. Atlanta up by a single run, 5-4. A.J. Ramos pitching for the first time since Tuesday, struck out a pair in a perfect top of the 9th. So in the bottom of the 9th, the Marlins tried to even things up against Jason Grilly, getting a second save chance in as many games. With Rodis Vizcaíno unavailable, having thrown a ton of pitches here Friday night, Grilly allowed a leadoff single to pinch hitter Chris Johnson. JT Realmuto took over as a pinch runner at first base. After Danny Echevarria struck out for the first out, Jeff Mathis grounded to third for the second out, with Realmuto taking second. So the Marlins had the tying man in scoring position with 2 outs in the bottom of the 9th. Their last chance was Ichiro. 0-2 to Ichiro. Line drive left field. That's a base hit. They're going to wave Realmuto. And the throw to the plate from Stubbs is not in time. The Marlins have tied it with 2 outs in the bottom of the 9th. Ichiro, his 2nd hit of the day. We're all even at 5. Now, D. Gordon flew out to end that 9th inning, but Ichiro's big hit, his 2nd of the ball game, number 29-39 all time. That's our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins, All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers, too. Learn more at allmysons.com. So the Marlins once trailed 5-0, had knotted the score at 5. We went to the 10th. Edwin Jackson, who'd been up in the bullpen as early as the first inning in this game, with Cozart struggling, finally got into the ballgame to pitch in the 10th. He got the first 2 men. Pinch hitter Jeff Francoeur on a ground ball to first. A.J. Pierzynski on a ground ball to first. 2 outs, nobody on, but then another 2-out walk, the 6th issued by Marlins pitching in this game. He walked Drew Stubbs. Stubbs went to third in a single by Jace Peterson. So the Braves had men at the corners. The go-ahead man 90 feet away with 2 outs in the 10th for rookie center fielder Malik Smith. Third baseman's in tight. Line drive center field. The Braves have the lead. Smith singles. Stubbs scores. Now they've got Smith hung up between first and second. And D. Gordon running at him, runner breaking for the plate. Now D. comes home, the throw, the tag, and out at the plate, Jace Peterson. But the damage was done. The Braves had the lead after the 7th 2-out walk in the ballgame. Extended the inning, and that walk came around to score the go-ahead run in the top of the 10th. It was 6-5 Braves. Bottom of the 10th, Matt Whistler, a starter, came on to try to close things out. He got the first man, Martin Prado, and a grounder to short. He got Christian Yelich on a bouncer right back to the pitcher. And with 2 outs, nobody on, Marlins down to their last hope. The tying man, the man who was at the plate when things ended last night, Giancarlo Stanton. The 1-0 popped up, short right. Second baseman Peterson says, "I've got it." Backpedaling, a man of his word, he made the catch. And the Atlanta Braves came in 0-9, and they leave town 3-9, having swept a 3-game series from the Marlins. Each game a nail-biter, each game right down to the final pitch. This one in 10 belongs to the Braves. The final, Atlanta 6 and the Marlins 5. For the Braves, 6 runs, 7 hits, no errors, 8 men left on base. For the Marlins, 5 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. They strand 5. Jason Grilly, the winning pitcher, 1-0 after he'd suffered a blown save. Edwin Jackson, the loser, 0-1. Matt Whistler, his first big league save. Time of the game, 3 hours, 29 minutes. 24,780 were here to see it. Braves with the winner, 3-9. Marlins with the loss are 3-7. Atlanta's won three straight. Marlins have lost four in a row.
Miami happy to see Atlanta get out of town, but now the Marlins stare up at the Nationals, who start a four-game series at Marlins Park tonight. Look into an all-you-can-eat ticket starting at just $25. Go to marlins.com. 7:10 first pitch this evening. Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO on the Marlins Radio Network, starts at 6:40. Hey, thanks for listening to Marlins Rewind. Catch every Marlins game on the Marlins Radio Network with Hall of Fame broadcaster Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner. Also, recap every game just like this with Marlins Rewind each morning 162 times. It's always there by the time you wake up. Hit subscribe in iTunes or go to marlins.com/podcasts.